government has given the Minister of Youth and Sports, Mahama Yaraga, a two-week ultimatum to furnish the house with the total cost incurred on the Black Stars at the 2014 World Cup. The directive was given by the First Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Ebo Batinudu, in reaction to a response given by the Minister to a question on the Stars' expenses, which stood in the name of the MP for Abeokuma North, Justice Joe Appiah. Mr. Yaraga said the Presidential Commission is probing the same matter and so prayed the House to wait for the findings of the Commission to be made ready as it will look into the cost of the Stars' participation.
The matter is, in my opinion, a simple and straightforward one. There's a person that is asking for information, and I have come to the House, to tell the House, that the executive arm of government, of which I am a part, has put in place a mechanism for ascertaining that information, and that is the Constitutional Commission of Inquiry. And therefore, the House should wait for that process to terminate, and the information will be made available to the executive, which I will bring to this House. And I have sought to make the point that that instrument is a perfectly legitimate constitutional instrument, which is not only available to the executive, but is equally available to the legislature.
This answer from the minister did not go down well with some MPs. The minority leader, Sir Chimamanda Bunzu, said previous committees set up had yielded little results, and so the House has to be given full disclosure on the matter.
I'm happy that the minister is coming with a plea to Parliament. Now, it's saying Parliament that we should allow him not to make the full disclosure because the matter is pending before a commission of certain government. Mr. Speaker, the response from Parliament to him should be that we don't agree. We don't agree with this prayer. We don't agree with this prayer. We should come with a full disclosure. But, Mr. Speaker, I would agree with you a summer to indicate to the minister that the prayer cannot be answered by Parliament. They should come with a full disclosure. And if he fails to comply, that conduct of the minister, Mr. Speaker,